It is our annual pilgrimage to Knock on the 27th of June, as you said, and we hope to have between 5,000 and 7,000 there on the day. And this year is a special day because St. John Vianney, the Curia of ours, has given us this year for the priesthood. So hopefully our theme that day will be on the priesthood. And I hope that in the coming year now that the society will encourage young seminarians, but also to pray for our priests and to create that great awareness of the beautiful role of the priest.
Mm-hmm. Well, I suppose we have to ask the question that, you know, in the times that are in it, to be actually having a pilgrimage for young priests and encouraging people to join the priesthood, you know, is it very difficult? I mean, how do people react to you?
Well, people react very well to me as I go around the country, and certainly to our members, and we are increasing our branches all over Ireland. And at the moment we have nearly 500 branches and we have over 100,000 members. So to us, it's a challenge, and we're going to meet that challenge in this day.
Mm. And how are you meeting that challenge?
Well, I think the first thing that we have to do is to promote the ideals that were left us by our foundress, Olivia Mary Taff, when she asked us to pray for an increase in vocations and also to foster a greater love and understanding of the Mass. And while the Church may be going through a little bit of difficulty at the moment, 150 years ago, when St. John Vianney went to ours, the same kind of trouble was in the Church.
Mm-hmm.
And it has come through it, and we will come through it as well.
Mm. It's really more than a little. I mean, it's a lot of difficulty, isn't it? And I mean, how do you think the Church should be reacting?
I think they should be reacting in a very positive way. And I think bishops...
And can they?
They can. I feel bishops and priests must come out and show leadership and be positive and encourage their priests and encourage their parishioners.
When you say encourage their priests, what do you mean by that?
Well, to be there for them and to support them and bring them together for various maybe retreats and talks, and to be there to support them, like we are, the St. Joseph's. We certainly pray for priests all the time.
Mm. And how would you say they should, you know, react when they're confronted by people who say, listen, you know, you're all the same, we don't want anything to do with you?
No, I think they should react in a very positive way, Eileen, because Christ founded the priesthood, and the priesthood is very special to him, and in no way will he let down his Church or his priests. I know we have been through a lot of sadness, and every man, woman and child in Ireland is sad for what has happened, but we must go on, and we must support these people and also support our priests.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you say that you encourage people to pray for vocations, mm-hmm. You know, is that within your own society or in general you want people?
In general, I feel that if people, you know, would pray more, I think that, you know, we would have more graces from God and that we would be in a different world in the future.
Mm. So tell us a bit about St. Joseph's Young Priest Society itself. How many branches now do you have around the country?
We have almost 500, and we have over 100,000 members. And we are supporting 106 seminarians and for the home region, and over 700 in the third world. So for me, it's a wonderful society to belong to. I feel every member is privileged and chosen by God to be in this society, because it's one of the very few Catholic associations that's so involved with seminarians and priesthood.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, you're involved with them, and when they are then ordained, do they keep in touch with you?
They do. They do. They come and they say Mass for us when, you know, at 23 Merrion Square or various functions around the country when we ask them. We have another pilgrimage to Our Lady's Island now on the 19th of July, and we have Priesthood Sunday in Ballapusta on the 28th of September. That was given to us last year by Pope Benedict the 16th, so we're going to keep that on now.
Yeah. Yeah, and so is the society itself flourishing?
It is. It's certainly flourishing, and it has come alive. And now I'm bringing on board a communications director, a very nice young boy by the name of Joe Merrick. He's just finished a Mater Dei, so he's joining us on the 21st of June. And he will be going out, and he will be working with young people, and he will be encouraging them, you know, but in a nice, gentle way. You know, you do not push anyone, but at least he will be in among that age group.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there are a lot of good young people out there,
mm-hmm.
who meet for prayer and that.
Yeah. So to come back to the pilgrimage, Mary, if people want to know more about it or to go along to it, what should they do?
Well, there's a coach going from every diocese in Ireland to the pilgrimage. And if they contact our head office in Merrion Square at 01-676-2593 and Breed, the General Secretary, will give them the information they need as to where to make contact with the presidents of the branches.
Yeah, and it's taking place in Knock.
In Knock on the 27th.
And what is the day consist of?
Well, the day consists of when you arrive, naturally, you can do your own Stations of the Cross or whatever, go to confession. But it starts at 2:30 with the anointing of the sick, Bishop Leo O'Reilly. And then we have six bishops at the moment coming in, about 30 priests. And then we will have the celebration of the Eucharist. And of course, the highlight of the day will be the altar servers. So we have quite a number of boys coming, boys and girls, altar servers coming as well. So it will be a lovely day with benediction and rosary to finish off.